Chrissy and welcome to Hire an Advantage. So this is the podcast for small business owners who are ready to learn about hiring for their teams and growing and scaling their businesses. And it is my goal to get as many small business owners who want to scale and grow and hire for their teams to do just that. So this podcast is always a mix of inspirational stories, hiring hints and tips, and then just lessons learned from my long journey in hiring and recruitment. And this episode has been something that I've been toying with for quite some time, and I am so nervous to share this with you. So it is quite personal. I don't know if anyone else feels this as a business owner, and especially in this day and age with like podcasts and Instagram, and I talk about this a bit at the start of the episode, but I mean, I really vibe towards authentic business owners who share, but it is quite hard to do it, and especially when you're, you know, doing a bit of a warts and all story, which is absolutely what this episode is. So I hope you love it, and I would so appreciate some love on Insta or feel free to send me a message or drop me an email. Yeah, it's a real warts and all story, and I'm going double whammy with this because this episode, which is really about my why and the origins of the business, not only is it a podcast episode, it is also a blog, and it's the first big blog that I've done. So yeah, far out, I'm like, you know, really bearing my underbelly to you all. But there is a reason for that, and it is about, you know, building that relationship with you, being really authentic, letting you know the person behind the mic, but also because hiring is absolutely weaved into this story all along the way. It's the only job that I've really done, and particularly what I've done for the past 13 years, short of some crazy casual jobs that I did. Maybe I'll share that at some point. I did some hilarious jobs before I got a grown-up career. So maybe I'll share that in the future. I worked at a muffin and donut factory one summer, so muffin, donuts and cookies, and I was asked to leave the cookie hall and never return because I was shocking at manual labor. But that's for another time. This podcast episode is very near and dear to my heart. I do share a lot about my personal circumstances and family life, and really my why for setting up this business, why it means so much to me, and yes, some valuable hints and tips along the way. So I cannot wait to hear your feedback on this one. Enjoy. Hello and welcome back to this episode of Hiring Advantage. I'm Chrissy and I'm going to get really personal in this episode. Now, this is something, and I don't know if you feel this, if you're a small business owner, but showing up, having that authenticity, showing that layer of vulnerability, look, it's pretty challenging. And I've had a corporate career for quite some time. And those who listen to the podcast will know Hiring Advantage is a relatively young business. So it officially launched at the start of this year, so the start of 2022. And at the time, I had a very young daughter, so a 6-month-old daughter and a 3-year-old son as well. And in this episode, I really want to talk to you about the Hiring Advantage origin story. So really the reasons, the personal reasons behind why I set up this business, but also, and every business owner is the same, right? You know, quite often we want to set up a business. There's a personal reasons behind it in terms of being your own boss, having more freedom, the monetary aspects of it, whatever it is that's your personal why, but then also my business why, which is huge and which is what I'm going to talk more about. But I think for me, my business is personal. So there's the personal aspect, but also the why in terms of why hiring, why small business, and why I do tend to work with women more or market to women more, and the reason that I saw that gap. So I think I talk about all the time, when we start small businesses, there's typically something we're really passionate about or something we're an expert in, and we see that there's a gap in the market and we have an expertise and that we want to share with the world. So that is very much in line with the origin story for Hiring Advantage, and also the reason that I share the podcast. So for me, I got really excited by podcasting, and I love listening to podcasts for people who are business owners who are incredibly passionate about their subject matter expert. And also, I love to talk about hiring. So I think podcasting was something I started reading up on. And they say to you when you start a podcast, you know, can you think off the top of your head of
10, 20 episodes that you could record on the topic, and mine's hiring and recruitment. And I think in my initial scoping, I wrote out like 30 episode titles. So very much like the nuts and bolts of hiring, but also hiring, the landscape, and also this particular topic. So this origin story, this why behind the business, because I think it's really important to me, and I'm so, so excited to share this. So I just want to paint a bit of a picture for you in terms of where I was at when I decided that I wanted to launch a business. So I had been toying with starting a business, but really, you know, not coming from an entrepreneurial background. I'm in my when's your late 30s kick in, guys? Like, am I kidding myself? But probably after the birth of my son. So I think I was about 33 at the time. So this was, you know, he was born in 2018 and 20. I don't know, for me, with giving birth, there's just this like superpower that comes with it, and you feel like really invincible, like can take on the world, maybe because you're a bit nuts as well. But I really started thinking about, you know, at some point, would I be ready to step out of corporate, and what life might look like, and then how I could help the world with my expertise. And probably back then I wasn't quite ready, but I did start thinking about it. And I actually did draft like a business plan to create like an app for hiring for small business. So to take them through like all of the checkpoints that you need to do in the hiring cycle. And then, to be honest, like, and I actually wanted to work with this on my sister. So my sister works in tech for HR, interestingly. I might bring her on the episode at some point. She's very cool. We want to work on that together. So we want to launch an app. May happen in the future, guys. Could be like Hiring Advantage 2.0. And we actually made this whole business plan and we did all the workflows. And then for me, it didn't feel fully authentic as my first business, because I'm such a talker, right? I'm such a hands-on people person. And that's why I've leaned very much into the coaching space and the podcasting space. But that's where that sort of initial inception came on. And then I did a few more jobs in corporate and really honed my skills. So I know I've done an episode in the past about my corporate experience. So agency recruitment and then into really strategic hiring. And from when I had my son to when I went on mat leave with my daughter, I did some really big strategic roles, which, look, I personally feel really sets my hiring experience apart. And in those roles, I really worked very closely along senior hiring managers and really understood their frustrations and where they were going wrong and where they were attacking problems wrong, and got really strategic and really process driven. So I honestly believe a lot of things in life, and particularly in business, it's all about timing. And once I hit that 12 years experience in recruitment, and it was so multifaceted and so varied, I really felt like I had something different to bring to the table. And then as my maternity leave with my daughter, so I had my daughter in June 2021, and as that maternity leave was approaching, I just really started, you know, and we'd gone through COVID and I'd been working from home, and I really just started feeling like going back to a big corporate job was not for me. So I really started thinking about what this business was going to be. And I always knew it would be to do with hiring or career coaching. And I actually started down the path of helping people with their careers. So resume writing, interview coaching, again, really, really, I'm really passionate about that too. And that's a sort of yin and yang to the Hiring Advantage business. So it's still recruitment, it's still careers, but it was focusing on individuals rather than small businesses. But I still had that, you know, that small business, you know, from when I started doing that, the business plan for the app. So I still had that in my mind and I was very, very torn. And then I hired an incredible business coach. So, and also I'm like a little bit of a type A personality, right? So with my son, I went back to work, I think at 5 months after I gave birth. And with my daughter, I was like, no, I'm going to take a bit easy on myself. I'm going to maybe chip away at the business, see how I feel. And I think I went on mat leave like 3 weeks before I gave birth. And on day two, I was like, you know, writing my website copy. And then when my daughter was like 6 weeks old, I was in lockdown it was that big Sydney lockdown. So I literally went into hospital to give birth to my daughter. I had a planned cesarean section on the 25th of June. And that lockdown kicked in on the Saturday. So I went in and like, you know, it was kind of coming. Everyone had the mask. There was all the restrictions in the hospital. And then she was born. And then they said, get your son in to meet your daughter in the hospital. So I had to stay in for like 4 days. And they said, get your son in. And then he came in for like an hour. And then they were like, right, all the children out of the hospital for visitors. And then we went into that, I think it was like a 4 or 5 month lockdown. And with me, I'm like very much a people person, very much an extrovert. So lockdown with a baby, it was good in it caused me to slow down. I say slow down with air quotes, but I needed that mental stimulation. So I was chipping away on starting up the business and really planning that. And then I got a business coach, and my business coach is Stephanie Gorton, who has been on the podcast, and she can attest to the fact that I went all in on this business coaching. So I went into her mastermind and I literally consumed the content, and I was on so many group calls and I really threw myself into it. And I wanted to like really dig the foundations of the business before it went live. So I started the coaching late August 2021 and then the business went live. So in January, I had all that time to like set up the website, get the ABN, dig all the foundations for the business. Like I didn't want it to be perfect, but I wanted to not worry about having a technical setup. Like I wanted all that done so I could crack on with the business, right? Now, there was a big other, and I said I was going to get really personal. So obviously that's where I was in my life. I'd had this baby. I was, you know, toying with where I want to go back to work. But I also came to the conclusion that my marriage had broken down irretrievably. So there was, and if anyone's been through this, and it's rough, let's be really frank, like separation, divorce, anything of that topic, like you stood up and you committed to spending your life with someone and it falling apart is a long process to get your head around. But I had sort of come to that conclusion around the birth of my daughter that my marriage was irretrievably broken down. However, I did not feel like I could separate from my husband with such a young baby. So the business was sort of a birth at the point where there was a death in my marriage. So everyone's wired differently, right? But I think for me, I grow in pain, right? So like I did not want to look back at this time of like the birth of my daughter coinciding with the breakdown of my marriage in lockdown. Like that was just a story that I was not okay with. That was not going to be my story. So I sat down and I really, really thought what I wanted. And I was like, I need to do something more with my life. Like I want to be a mom. I love my kids. I've always been such a worker, and I really thought about what was my superpower, like what I could give out into the universe. And that was the small business. And I knew it was to do with recruitment and hiring. And I spoke to Steph, and I was very candid about my business and early doors, you know, like I was still forming and storming and normalizing the small business life and really trying to figure out what it was I wanted. And we had this chat and she was like, Chrissy, go with business A, like go with the supporting small business owners with hiring. There's such a market for it. And you're so passionate about it. The career advice and support, there's quite a few businesses out there, which is great. And you can totally do that. But I see this for you. And I was like, fantastic. This is exactly what I need to hear. So then Hiring Advantage was born. Originally, a little bit of insider information, the career business was going to be Career Advantage. So Hiring Advantage, that's where the name came from. And if you see my logos and even the podcast logo, there's a queen chess piece, right? Because I had this such strong vision about women and careers and recruitment and hiring. And this queen chess piece is so central in my vision. And if you look into the queen chess piece and you watch the Queen's Gambit or you study anything on chess theory, and there's actually an amazing episode of, oh gosh, what's that show called? There's a show called Explained on Netflix. And I watched this episode around the time where I was like forming the business name. It's called Explained, and it was all about chess. And it talks about the queen chess piece. Now the queen is the most powerful chess piece on the board, and she can move in any direction she wants. And like, if you Google quotes on the queen chess piece, like I just think it's so beautiful. Like, and I think chess coincides really beautiful with hiring. So it's very strategic. It's about having a plan, but it's a game and it's still fun, right? But it's not a stupid person's game. It's a smart game, and you've got to think a few moves ahead. So that was a whole chess analogy. So like, I was so passionate about this business. I had such a vision for it. And then quite early on, as the business was going, I got really into business podcasts. Now, I listened to podcasts before, but I started listening to the Miss Mindset podcast. He's been a guest on the show. And I also started listening to podcasts about launching podcasts and then about marketing, about small business. And I just thought there was such a need for hiring for small business. Now, if we really look at recruitment and hiring for small business. I don't even know, and correct me and you tell me if I'm wrong, but I don't even know if it is on people's radars that they can use recruitment and hiring services as small business. And it is so few and far between. Now, my background is all hiring and recruitment, but really that hiring and recruitment was all aimed at big corporates. Like, it was either agency, and I'm going to be really candid with you, the agencies that I've worked for, they would charge around 20% of a salary package if they placed a role for a business. So, give you an example. Let's say you had a salary package, so base plus super, and the salary package is $60,000. So, that's how you, say you hire a full-time personal assistant, you pay them like 55K, and then there's base, and let's say it averages up to 60. I know that maths is not perfect, but you're paying that recruitment agency $12,000 to place that role for you. Or you're hiring the role yourself. And I've done a lot of podcasts on time and how long it takes to hire a role. But in terms of how many hours you put in to hire a role, it can be up to 40 hours. So a full week of your time gone to hire a role. Now your week could well be worth 12 grand, right? It's a lot of money either way you look at it, either in terms of time or in terms of spend. Now, I just don't think $12,000 is justifiable for small startup businesses. And I always think with everything in small business, like if you look at social media, if you look at marketing generally, if you look at finances, if you look at design and graphics for your business, I always feel there is two phases in your business. You want a DIY option and then you want to outsource, right? And I just saw a gap for businesses to either get support with DIY hiring or to outsource. And that is what Hiring Advantage is. So fundamentally, the services it offers are coaching and consulting. So helping you to refine your own hiring strategy, either through the hiring playbook, which is the best value option in a group setting, or one-on-one hiring consulting where we either audit your hiring processes or help you create hiring processes from scratch. And then the other service is that full service hiring outsourcing where we do your recruitment for you. And this starts off for like $1,700, right? Because as if you're going to spend 12 grand or even 5 grand on hiring your first team member, it's not feasible. And we still, you know, the business is still profitable for us because there's myself and a recruiter and I have admin and we're all experts in hiring and hiring support. So it's a beautiful business in that when we do work with small businesses, we partner really closely. And as a small business startup, and then my recruiter also had her own small business and her husband is a small business owner, we really, really get the pain that you go through and the cost and the nervousness around hiring a team. So those relationships become very, very intimate. And that's what I wanted, right? And let's be honest, like I do think recruitment agencies have got a bit of a bad rep, that traditional sell you in, like fling you a resume. And then if you hire that person, they charge you 20%. Like that is not a model that I feel works for small business. So we partner with businesses and we charge a flat fee. So from the point where we have a consult, I'm very transparent with you about how much it'll cost. That's the hiring outsourcing model. And then there's all sorts of consulting and coaching services as well. So DIY option versus outsourcing option. And like we've had huge success in our first year because we really care about our clients and we also don't take on more clients. So I don't need my business to be an overnight success. I want to forge strong relationships and our business is like mostly repeat business, which is awesome. That why for me is, and I talk about this all the time on the podcast, but I want as many women who in small business who want to grow and hire teams to do just that, right? I want them to be able to scale. I want them to be able to grow. And more so, I want them to be able to hire other women and give them really nice, flexible, realistic post-pandemic jobs. Because COVID has changed hiring forever. And has changed jobs forever and has changed the way we work forever. People got a taste of what it was like. And look, I'm talking very much from the lens of that white collar corporate. I mean, I worked in telecoms and financial institutions and government. But all of those workers, like every single person who used to be, if we talk about Sydney, which is where I was for a long time when I was working in corporate, every single one of those people who was hopping on a train or getting into a car in rush hour and driving to Sydney CBD or getting the train to Wynyard Station in Sydney CBD and it was heaving and it was absolutely the rat race, every single one of those person stopped doing that every day and instead got up, had their coffee, and then went into their home office and worked. And even if you still love going into the office, for the most part, you've had a taste of what it's like to work remotely. And I think particularly for women, like, I look back at my life when I had one child and I was leaving the house. I was getting him, dropping him at daycare at like 7 a.m., doing an hour and 15 minute train commute to the office. And then I was leaving smack on 4:45 so I could pick him up for daycare at 6 o'clock. Like, my little baby, my one-year-old son. Right? And he wasn't in daycare all the time, but that was a big chunk. And then we relied really heavily on in-laws, which is obviously not an option for me anymore, right? So as I knew I was setting up this business and I wanted to share my recruitment gift for the world, I also knew that I needed a life where I could be a single mom, right? Let's be frank. And where I was not tied to someone else's schedule and I could work flexibly. But I also knew, and you'll know this if you listen to the podcast and the way I talk about it, for me, being in business was never, ever about being solo. It was always about having a team. And I hired really early on. Like, I got a VA at 4 months. I hired a team member at the 6-7 month mark. And we work really closely together. And we have a very much aligned vision. And we like flexibility in our roles. My recruiter, Sophia, she has teenage children. And she has planned her job. And her husband has his own business too. And they plan their life around their family. Because we can. And that is how it will be for every single person I hire. Like, I want them to set out and say, okay, this is how I can work. This is how I can serve clients. Yes, I'm available outside of that. But my core hours and the times I work will be this. So Sophia, she likes to work around her family. And she does her weekend activities blend into the start and the end of her week. So she works like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And with me, I work more so Wednesday, Friday, my big days. And I do a bit of work on Monday, Tuesday. And I always have Thursday off with my kids because I chose a day off like middle of the week to have that balance, right? Like, I like feeling like my kids get like a break in the childcare schedule. And to spend it with me. And then I'm also co-parenting with their dad, which is quite new. But, you know, that time to me in the middle of the week is really important to like step back into that mum role and have that balance. So, and having that juggle and doing different things, like, that's the way I work. Like, I like to step into the podcasting space and step into the mum space and then step into the, like, head down content creation, start my business, and then manage my team. So that's what works for me. It's still new, but the thing that I feel really confident on is hiring. Like, being a business owner is new to me, but I have hired fabulous support. So I have a VA / bookkeeper. I'm working with some outsourcing experts in some other areas. And then I have my amazing recruiter to support me so that I can step in and out of my business. Like, if I look at my life and if I come back to corporate, and I had a great job to go back to, like a really high paying stable job, like, I don't know how I do it as a single mom. I'm sure the work would have found a way to support me, but mentally I don't know how I would have done it. Like, the guilt of like sick days and juggling and going through like, you know, custody arrangements and then having to give myself to a job. And then, to be quite frank, like, I worked in quite, you know, a senior financial recruitment role. Like, it's not appropriate for me to be sharing my personal life in that corporate environment. Like, that authenticity, and just to tie back to the start of the episode, like, authenticity and being myself and showing up authentically, like, I don't really feel like that was there. Like, I'm not going to talk to some, you know, senior general manager in banking about like my personal life and that level of deal, because I want to be seen as a professional. So stepping into the small business world, having these really authentic relationships with women, being able to be myself, and then just delivering amazing results, that is what I'm about. And as I said, going back to the why of the business, like, I want as many women who want to scale their businesses and hire teams to do just that, and not to hit a hurdle because they don't feel like they've got the tools to do it. Or if they are at the point where they're winning the business and they know that they need to hire, like, I want to take that off of their plate. So we've got clients that we help out ongoing and do all their recruitment for them because they just don't have all the time in the world. Like, they're running their businesses. They can't be like continually hiring. So they've outsourced that to us. So it's providing a myriad of solutions to help women grow and scale their businesses. And hiring's huge, and hiring teams is huge. And if you listen to the guest episodes on the podcast, there's always like a line down the middle of the business between from when they started the business and they had this vision and this service offering and this idea, and we're working solo and doing all the things, the point where they hired and they really grew and then their finances accelerated. So what I'm saying to you is that is completely possible. And that was the thing behind the podcast. If you listen to the first episode, I really talk about inspiration. Like, the podcast is designed to give you the nuts and bolts of hiring, like how to interview, how to write job descriptions, how to advertise, what the current landscape is of recruitment, but also to inspire you, right? So I want you to be inspired by other women in small business who have not had experience of hiring, who have hired, who have grown teams, and how it has changed business for them and made them so much happier. So I hope that this episode has given you an insight into my personal why around the business, the time in my life it felt, but also the why of why I really think the Hiring Advantage can help you, whether that's you listen to the podcast, whether that's you join the Hiring Playbook program, whether it's we do a free strategy call, which I offer, or whether we become partners in hiring outsourcing. Because I want there to be options for female small business owners so they can grow and scale their teams. And it's something that I really didn't see in small business. And I really feel like I've taken the best of big business, so the best of agency land, the best of internal recruitment, the best in recruitment processing, process outsourcing, which is essentially what Hiring Advantage does on the outsourcing piece, where we act as your external, internal recruitment partners. And that's the service we deliver. It's literally tailored from all the best of big business for small business. Now, if any of that resonated with you, and I'm going to have to wrap this up, I'm getting a wee bit of a croaky throat. If any of that resonated with you, I would love to hear your comments. And if you want to explore this further, I would love you to hop on a free call with me just to see if any of those services can be a fit for you or if you're interested in partnering with us. Always, always love hearing your feedback. As I said, I got really personal. I have struggled with it. So hands up, I'm Chrissy. I struggle to share my personal life, but I did. And for anyone who is a listener of the podcast and comes back every week, it means so, so much to me. I hope that you find value in it. I would love to hear your thoughts. If you can hop onto Apple Podcasts, which is probably where you're listening to this, and either rate it, or if you have 2 minutes to write a review, it would mean the absolute world to me. And it will allow more women to learn how to hire, to grow their teams, to create amazing flexible roles for other women, and just let's create those vampires, guys. Let's stop getting in our ways and do the damn thing. Loved chatting to you. Have an amazing day. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Hiring Advantage podcast. If you have any questions or love the show, head over to @HiringAdvantage on Instagram and let me know. If you learned something today, it would mean the absolute world to me if you left a review or shared this with someone else that you think would benefit from this knowledge. Until next time, happy hiring, queens!